You're listening to Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the noisy library of New Zealand music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.
That's right, it's time for Audio Culture, and in the booth with me to talk about, oh gosh, playing with the mic, all things 10 tracks where hip-hop meets jazz. Gareth, how are you, Gareth?
Kia ora, thanks for having me along. Yeah, I heard Martin Pepperell talking in the slot a few weeks ago about his article on sort of future soul and where that sort of sound like Electric Wire Hustle and Lady Six and some of those bands came from. And he took more of a like DJ perspective on it, I guess, because he's playing remixes and things. And I just thought I'd go one step further back and talk about this article about when jazz met hip hop. And I started with Nathan Haynes for two reasons. One is he just released a new album, Notes, after recovering from cancer. So hooray that Nathan's still making music. But the other is it was this key point, like, you wouldn't be able to cast your mind back, but those old enough could cast their mind back to the 80s. And jazz was like really uncool. Like the only jazz around was like Kenny G, like Muzak, you know. Yeah. It had been totally killed by, I guess, the fusion of the 70s. I mean, if you listen back to like New Zealand bands, like Dr. Tree is a real cool 70s jazz fusion band from Auckland. But by the 80s, it had got so complicated in the 70s that they just went the other way and went into this really smooth, horrible sound. And so the point where it got cool again, I guess, was when hip-hop came. And, you know, even Miles Davis tried to do like a hip-hop album, which was pretty crazy. But in Auckland, the spot where it happened really was in the club scene. And there was this weird time when Soul to Soul and these bands were kind of making overseas, making sort of crossover R&B dance music. And so a lot of the dance parties started having rappers at the same time, and you had these weird kind of pop acts like Chain Gang. And this club started down on High Street called Cause Celeb. It was half Cause Celeb, half the box. And the owner, Simon Gregg, was a real vinyl head. He's the person who started Audio Culture, funnily enough.
Oh, shout out.
Yeah, but Cause Celeb, he just could see that jazz was starting to become cool again, and that a lot of overseas hip-hop acts were sampling jazz and stuff. You have people like Diggable Planets coming through. And so you opened up the space in Cause Celeb. So you'd go to Box and be like slamming dance music, and then you go for a quiet time in Cause Celeb right next door, and Nathan Haynes would be playing this kind of jazz with a hip-hop beat. And maybe the person rapping on that track was Sonny Sigala, who was De Hamo, which is De Samoan sort of slang. Yeah, and there was this cool new way of making jazz into something kind of new. I just wanted to give a sense of how, jazz came back in through hip-hop in the 90s, and the hip-hop acts also picked up on that because they were going to these clubs. So the next track I wanted to play is Urban Disturbance, who's, funnily enough, Zane Lowe, who's now a famous like DJ.
Yes, I was saying earlier, I have had a week of just random timing discovering all of Zane Lowe's music projects. Like, I didn't know that he was in like the Breaks Co-op or whatnot. So I was so excited to see Urban Disturbance on this. And I was watching the music video last night and I was like, that's bloody Zane Lowe. What the heck?
That's so funny, eh? And he's like, now he does co-writes with like Sam, but just big pop apps anyway.
Yeah.
In the UK. The name will come back later.
Should we play the track?
Check out this track, and you can just see how jazz samples were so big in hip hop in the 90s. And the other interesting thing is that the sound that Urban Disturbance made was so ahead of their time and stuff, and it still kind of sounds like you can see the through line to things like Avondale Bowling Club and stuff that happened now. So have a listen.
Yeah, here it is. Here is Impressions by Urban Disturbance.
We make creative tracks to inspire tired rappers, average talkers but confident walkers who look fine, who combine rhymes with the look of the times, couldn't find skills with a road sign. I established myself on a canvas and jail with the grandest of MCs in the year 73.
Zane made citizenship for life and brought a pen and pad with me. My thoughts are recorded for 30 bucks. You can decide whether my thoughts are in order. Marvel at the words on the parallels. Oh well, as hell to the top 40 who sells diluting this. I ask you why you mask through a pantomime. Is it gratifying to be lying on train lines? Format changes, all of that shall make the brain detach. Hell, once again, hip-hop relax.
These impressions will last, knowing that we understand hip-hop's half-mast. Kicking down the doors of the hip-hop forwards, burying stereotypes in the past.
Ill impressions, illustrious illustrations, illusions get castrations and similar sensations. Dimming all the imitations, congregations of two MCs, conglomerate to make the solid look sedimentary. What's the reason? Is it grip any type of steel season? Resembling top heading. All your raps are about freaks. Where's the battle rhymes? To protect rap's longevity, I married mine. So many A-side short jogs, the long runs a B-side marathon. Shows there's more steps in flexing episodes. I'm out pressing impressions, throwing tags on the inner city buildings to plant the hip-hop ceilings. Believing being dipped don't mean shit. If your look's deeper than your lyrics and the needle skips, dips got platinum hits from doing full crap backflips and shit. I groove lower than the brothers who be running in the gutters. No choice but to voice out the whack among us. The tongue is resurrecting the love for rapping, ejecting, wrecking and subtracting. Hit play a sweet beat. Time to slide to retreat for the freestyle feat. Appreciated by the slave who made I demonstrated. Two fists bunched and fives. Long strides the rhyme and side slide on a shit stain. For kids' brains will I feel whack weakness and stay impressing. Leaving suckers guessing. Alibis open eyes and impressions.
These impressions will last, knowing that we understand hip-hop's half-mast. Kicking down the doors of the hip-hop forwards, burying stereotypes in the past. These impressions will last, knowing that we understand hip-hop's half-mast. Kicking down the doors of the hip-hop frauds, burying stereotypes in the past.
Now we use earphones to walk the streets, and fears disappear to 808 bass drums and ears. Where's the category at the music of frauds? Hip-hop can dominate half what is sold in the record stores. In red, your words aren't ported. I caught you, you panic, your style's for the slaughter. I can't believe you call yourself an artist when someone else writes your rhymes, makes your beats and wipes your ass. But I creep through verses, urban disturbance, we'll keep to ourselves, immersed in words. Is it too much to grab my crutch and be heard? It's hip-hop, so I grab my nuts and chop off both breaks, word up. Impressions are straight from the curb up, custom-made thoughts that fit you. I drank Max Gold on One Tree Hill, I wouldn't shit you. I feel frustrated, you made it, I feel degraded. How can I say it? Psh, you hate it.
These impressions will last, knowing that we understand hip-hop's half-mast. Kicking down the doors of the hip-hop forwards, burying stereotypes in the past. These impressions will last, knowing that we understand hip-hop's half-mast. Kicking down the doors of the hip-hop frauds, burying stereotypes in the past.
Impressions by Urban Disturbance. A really swift ending. How good is that song?
Yeah, I mean, Zane Lowe did some amazing work before he left for the UK. Straight after that album, the Urban Disturbance album, he did the Damn Native album. He produced the beats on that, and they've just released that on vinyl, weirdly. They've re-released it like years later because Tangata Records, which was started by Willie Jackson, all that stuff on that wasn't on Spotify or anything. So they finally got worked it out. And then, yeah, Zane Lowe moved to the UK and became the amazing VJ on MTV and made songs for Sam Smith, Future, Tiny Temper, all sorts of people in more recent years.
Damn.
But, yeah, so my article on audio culture that we're talking about, where jazz met hip-hop, I thought I'd try and draw a line between, because I was partly wanting to tie to Martin Pepperell's article on audio culture as well about future soul. So to tie the two together, really it's the jazz schools in the different cities of Wellington and Auckland that fed these kind of musicians in who learned the jazz, but then when they got to the clubs, it was like, oh, wow, what can I actually do with this? Like, nobody wants to hear, like, old school jazz. And so musicians like Jeremy Toy and Julian Dine, who are at Auckland Uni Jazz School, came down and started just playing classic jazz down at High Street, which is the same street that Course Lib that I talked about earlier was on. Places like Deschelas and Rikino's, some of the sort of cafe bar clubs down there. But it was more like turning jazz into funk or turning jazz into hip hop, or even more styles started being thrown into the melting pot. Whereas that Nathan Haynes track we played is much more straightforward jazz, and the Urban Disturbance one just takes a jazz hook with a hip hop beat. Mm. But really the next level was where they really started throwing more and more stuff in, which is why I was going to talk about Open Souls. It's my third track today, third and last. If you don't like jazz, you'll be happy to hear. But yeah, I just find it so interesting that, these, especially some of the core musicians like Isaac Aseli, we just did an article on him on Audio Culture, if people are interested. He came from Christchurch and ended up in Open Souls, but while he was down there, his band Solar had like Dave Wright from Electric Wire Hustle in it and stuff. And so there was all these kind of connections to these people turning jazz into something new. And then obviously Julian Dine was in Open Souls, and now he does Half Hexagon, where he takes a little bit of jazz and a little bit of like kraut rock and brings it into that weird sound. And then Jeremy Toy is still doing cool music as Leonard Charles, or he was even recording some of the instruments for the next Jonathan Bree album recently and things like that. And Steph Brown was in there, who is Lips, and Scott Towers, who plays in Fat Freddy's. So it's just all these amazing people went through Open Souls. The scene moved, though, from High Street to Kuja Lounge, so that's what people will remember, which is this bizarre bar that was at the top of Queen Street, where this one of the guys who actually started Galatos originally as a club, he just had a promotions agency for like Polynesian talent up there, and they were having like little parties for his company in the corner room of this office, and they're like, this would be a cool bar. And so they like partitioned it off and made this Kuja Lounge bar, so he had to walk two flights of stairs up to the top.
Yeah.
And Open Souls would play there, and it was just amazing seeing this big band playing in this corner. And I think it gives an a sense of how jazz stayed alive in that era by being really adaptable. And these musicians kind of took those jazz skills in the same way that in Wellington, you know, people went into Fat Freddy's Drop or Trinity Roots and just took those sort of ideas of experimentation but went into a totally different type of music, like dub or that sort of root sound that Trinity Roots do. Whereas in Open Souls, it was really like, I mean, the second Open Souls album was like soul music. It was like Amy Winehouse or something with like Tara Hammond singing. It was crazy good. But this track I'm going to play, Optimist, it's more of a rap one, so you can really see how jazz and hip-hop fused and sort of laid the groundwork, I guess, for what will come later with Homebrew and all these cool acts that we have now.
Yeah, let's give it a spin, hey? It's quite long, so we'll play...
Just play a little bit, get a feel of it. We'll play it up to the
ramp. Get a feel.
But yeah, if you want to find out more, do check out Audio Culture. There's good, if you listen some, have a look at my Where Jazz Meets Hip Hop one, you'll discover some new tracks. And from there, there's a link on to Martin Pepperell's Future Soul article. So lots of good listening there.
Yeah. All right, let's spin it. Thank you so much for coming in, Gareth.
Thank you.
It's been absolutely wicked. And this is... oh, just so much fun. Here it is. We're going to spin it. It's Optimist by Open Souls. You're on BFM. Thank you.
him than you fear was on vacation. Wasting no time, he was chasing life. Never ever felt afraid to show his face in daylight. His game tight, laced up, ready to take flight. Make light with his mic, fuck all of that fake hype. Great cipher is changing, he trying to better situations. Acting like he just escaped the slave ships. Courageous in character, although his name just an amateur. Most became amazed with his stamina, engaged in the famine of letting it go. He knew that his time would come to grab control, but his optimism exceeded his proper vision. He got lost within him, tried to explain it was not forgiven. That's the cost for living. Lost evidence and lost of confidence. Realized he was wrong at himself like Pops did him. There was a lot hidden behind him optimistically. Over time, he addressed his deeds and got busy. Yo, it's not for free. He had to work on a strategy to enable his ability. Yeah, it's the optimist, the optimist. There ain't no stopping it.
The Optimist by Open Souls. Thank you so much to Gareth for coming in and talking about Tenet Tracks, where hip hop meets jazz. It's so awesome to see how far it's come and where it's still going here in Aotearoa. That was Audio Culture here on 95BFM Drive. We're going to play some Avondale Bowling Club up next to keep that jazz vibe going for one more song, just one more track, I promise.
That was
Audio Culture on 95BFM.
Thanks to Audio Culture, Iwi Waiata, the Noisy Library of New Zealand Music. Go to audioculture.co.nz.